continuing with a few more words about being sanctified. Again, I say sanctified person is one set aside for holy orders. It's kind of like each morning, we wouldn't really do this, I don't think. You click your heels and salute and say, "What is your orders, Master?" Kind of like that as we yield to the Lordship of Jesus, being as clay in his holy hands. The Lord Jesus Christ wants you and I to be sanctified by his word and his holy blood. And I want to share some words from the Bible to confirm that to you and me. It is written in John 17, verse 17 to 20. Sanctify them. These are the words of Jesus out of my mouth. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. And as you sent me in the world, I also sent them into the world. And for their sake, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who believe in me through their word. So every one of us who believe in Father God through Jesus Christ, through the words of the gospel, the words the apostles gave us, the word of God, this is for you. Jesus prayed this for you, that you be sanctified. Hallelujah. So you're sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ. You're sanctified by the word of God. So be sure you're in the word to be strongly sanctified. Ephesians 5:26, that he, the Lord, might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. He's speaking about the body of Christ. He's speaking about the children of God. That God would sanctify and cleanse us with the washing of water by the word. Acts 20:32. God commended unto us the word of his grace, which is able to build us up and to give us an inheritance among them which are sanctified. When you have an inheritance among them which are sanctified, then you are called unto holy orders and you are called unto honor. There are vessels that will be unto dishonor, beloved. The word of God says that quite clearly. But then there are vessels unto honor. And that's what you and I want to be. Hear clearly from the word of God. In 2 Timothy 1:20. In a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. And if a man therefore purge himself from these, the dishonorable things, purged in the blood of Jesus, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. God has a good work for you. Be a sanctified one unto honor. This is God's desire for you. This is our honor and God's joy and our blessing in the name of Jesus.